Hello everyone, it's Jana here with Jones Wynn. It's the 23rd of January today, and for a change I'm in the warm, I'm in the kitchen. I tried to record a boo on the way back from school this morning, but it was just simply too cold to hold a phone in my hand and to talk even. So yeah, good news. The electrician's finished everything off today. Today he just connected things up. He laid the cable and the trunking yesterday, all looking very neat, and you wouldn't really know it's there. It's all sort of in keeping with the kitchens, all looking very good. Even the best bit is there's a water stain on one side, and he's laid the trunking over that, so you can't really see that very much anymore. But very kindly, he said he wasn't going to charge us extra for this. So he's just connected up the part to the fuse box and the other bit in the where the oven's going to go. So it's all done now. It's all looking good and neat and it's all working. The only thing that shocked me a bit was I hadn't actually realised how bad it was. I thought the new oven arrived with a connection that needed a different type of socket than we had. But today I found out that what really happened was that the previous owner of the house, so that the old oven obviously broke while they were in the process of selling the house, so they had to get a new one in. But instead of getting an electrician in to provide the right connection, what he did was He tampered with the back of the oven. He put a normal flex, such as you would find on a toaster or a hairdryer. He put that on a double oven, and then he installed a normal socket in the wall there and plucked it in there. So worst case, or not, well, so the electrician reckons, oh sorry darling, your tea's there. The electrician reckons that, either it could have blown a fuse using both ovens at once, or worst case scenario, the flex could have melted away and caused a fire, possibly. So I didn't realise that he actually tampered with the back of the oven. So he would have invalidated that nice warranty they handed us, as well as potentially causing a fire in the house. Criminal. If I'd found this out earlier, then I certainly would have tried to find them and made a complaint, definitely. But they're long gone, unfortunately. I know now to what to watch out for if we ever buy a house again. Check the electrics. No. Simon saying, oh, no, no.
Never buy a house. Never move house again. You always say that, don't you?
Yeah, I'm sure you do. At least now I know what to look for and what to check for. Yeah. But then you learn so much, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, you'll have guessed this is SM2N. Yeah, but other than that, it's all looking good. So the new oven is arriving tomorrow, so it's all in right in time as well. And I just hope the new oven's actually worth all the hassle. But then again, since this was dangerous, it needed sorting out anyway, a new oven or not. So yeah. Anyway. Now we know.
Cheers.
Cheers. I'll have my tea as well. Tea and biscuits, eh?
Yeah.
Right. Thanks for listening. Have a good weekend, everyone, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.
Toodle-boo.